When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Emotion has been taken out of it. Have you had another discussion with those players? You're pretty strong on Monday. But I wondered also if you've got the sense that they actually understood what they've done wrong and whether or not
I think we were talking a lot after Monday. Monday was soft, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and today, Friday, still, because we were practicing penalties, and we were also talking. No, I think it's clear. I think I made clear after the game. We had a meeting with all the players and staff that they were involved, also the sporting director there, Paul and Lawrence, and I explain my feelings and the way that I'm going to act in the future if something happen again like this. It was really clear, the message that after translate you in the or try to translate you in the on the media and the press conference and all my interviews. And yes, I think now we need to move on. It's about to be clever. They are clever and understood the situation. In some point, was an image that you don't like, but in another point, it's good if the player want to take and take the responsibility and take the penalties, show the personality and the character of the team and the players. But they need to respect the rules. The discipline is so important, and in the way that they approach. Or they wanted, you know, to do the things, or they did, was in a very wrong way. That is why it's so important for them to learn and for us to, you know, to apply the common sense and the discipline and then to act in a different way in the future. And now we need to move on because all is clear and yes, happy in the way that we were training and the way that we play against Everton. Was an amazing game, and yes, we need to translate tomorrow in a game that is going to be really, really difficult on the another final because it's semi-final, but it's final because you need to go through if you want to, you know, to win the game, if you want to be in the final, and of course we are with all the energy and the capacity, yes, to compete and to fight.
I know you don't want it to go to penalties, but if it does, you've got a few ready on your list, lined up.
Yeah. No, we are ready. And then penalties are penalty. Look what happened in the last few days in different competition. And you never know. But yes, we were practice. We have the clear idea, but and on the end is, you know, that is a, it's difficult to guess what is going to happen, but I think we are ready. That is a consequence of his shot, and then the teammate also that provide the possibility to pass the ball in the right moment, and of course he was is the taker of penalty that is helping also. But always I'm going to say honestly, always we never judge the player when we sign the player. Always we sign player believing that they can perform, but. It's true that he's performing in a very good way, maybe over expectation. because it's not only his add to the team playing well and perform in the way that we expect, if not that scoring goals. And of course, I think his first consistent season playing. Also, we need to be careful because he's young, still young, he's growing, he need to, you know, evolve and develop, you know, in different areas his game. But of course, expectation, I think it's over expectation. No, this thing is far away of the that we expect from the beginning. I need to be honest.
He looks so cool. Is he like that all the time? But on the flip side, that this week there is a sense that maybe he's got a bit of a point to prove. Players say it; they just want it a bit more when they're playing an old club. Have you noticed that about him?
Yeah, but he already played twice, you know, in Premier League, and then he is very grateful with Manchester City, with Pedro Guardiola, with, you know, the former coach. He always talked very highly about Manchester City and Pep, and it's not this type of player that have something, you know, inside. I think he understood perfectly that you know, that maybe for different reason wanted to prove himself in another club, and I think today to enjoy of Palmer here is to thank you also to Manchester City to give the possibility or gave the possibility to move to another club. But I go back and say that he's not this type of person that want to prove something again his former club. He is very grateful, and he talked very highly about Pep and Manchester City. Look, I am a lucky coach that I had the opportunity to coach in different levels, you know, not only being in top clubs. And I can understand the frustration of the different club that maybe, you know, use to have a replay, to, you know, to live the experience, to have the capacity to have more incomes, you know. And I understand completely. Like, I need to be, you know, on emphasis with the big team that are involved in Europe, that maybe that avoid to play more games during the season. Look, it's not fair for both, no? I think in both sides, in both position, I think it's... I can feel, you know, because I was in Espanyol, in Southampton, in different club, that maybe they use this type of game to, you know, to enjoy the competition and everything. But I think it's under the winter break also. I can understand, because after we are going to have of course more time on summer, but big clubs can use to go for a tour and spend more time in a tour trying to you know, to play games and have a benefit of these games. But maybe some clubs, maybe they are not going to have. And look, it's a thing that is not easy. It's not easy for everyone to be happy. And it's, I think it's a thing that only I can explain in this way. I am not in one or another side. Only, you know, because that is my position, I have not influence on the decision. Only I can describe the reality.
Thank you. Alex, BBC.
Hi, Richard. Cole Palmer still needs to evolve and develop. Where do you think he can develop in his game?
First of all, is to absorb the loss of the pressure to play in Premier League consistently. And then we were talking with the coaching staff, with Jesus, that is about the demand. So in a private, you know, in his private life, the demand are so higher now because he's top scorer, because he maybe need to pay attention in different things that before he didn't pay attention. That is going to, yes, to have an influence how he's going to prepare himself, how he's going to rest, how he's going to sleep, how he's going to, you know, to spend the energy that sometime or before didn't spend. That is why. Yes, that is why we need to be careful, and we have the experience, of course. I don't know if the club have the experience, but as we have the experience, you know, to manage this type of thing, when the young kid become a big star, and then, oh, why is he not performing? Maybe in a few months or a few weeks, or maybe he's tired. Yes, because his life changed. It's different when a senior player already, you know, come a club and perform, and then because he's dealing, because he has the experience, but he need to learn from the experience now that is completely different that happened in the past for him.
When you played Liverpool at Wembley, it was a lot of these players' first time playing in the stadium. Do you think you're better prepared going into this match this time?
Well, of course, the experience always could be a good point for the team. Of course, players that maybe repeat, that will have the possibility to play again. They're going to already know what it means to play in Wembley. But that could be a good, or to help, you know, to rest more and to be calm and to approach the game in a different way.
And Manchester City coming into this game off the back of a defeat, can you take advantage of that, any lowering of morale or fatigue there?
Yes, of always, we know very well when you play 120 minutes in a Champions League, and therefore it's massive, and the emotional thing always is not easy to recover after you to lose the possibility to go to the semi-final. Yes, of course, it's going to be tough for them, like for us, but we need to remember that they have an unbelievable squad, player that maybe didn't play, don't have the possibility to play, but they are going to perform in the same way. They are showing in the last 6-7 years that how consistent they are playing under Pep philosophy and winning titles and respecting, you know, the idea of they settle and they apply, you know, in the club. I think it's, yes, it's a challenge for us, you know, because they are a club that they are doing a fantastic job, of course, playing a fantastic football, and yes, showing that is the best, if not the best, one of the best team in the world in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Thank you. Rahman.
Mauricio, can I ask you about good energy? I read in your book, and I think it's been said that you hit
the... We need to update the book now. We need to update because many things change, and you know, things evolve, and we need to make an update of the book.
Just on good energy and preparation for big games, do you still have lime in your oven? Do you still think they get rid of bad energy?
Yes, I have because it's the I have lemon. No, because it's an habit. It's not superstition, but it's like I like to have, you know, lemons in my office.
Right.
You know, I don't know why, but I don't know now. I need to believe in this, or if helping or not, but make me feel comfortable. It's like home. No, it's my place in the now here in the training ground in my office is like my home now. A lemon make me feel like home. It's one of the things that make me feel good.
I asked genuinely because I know some top players and top managers have rituals when they are playing big games, and they just have a unique way of preparing for.
Ah, no, I don't change. For me, all are big games. Even when I play semi-final of the FA Cup, or when we play first round of the FA Cup again, you know, Wimbledon or Carabao Cup, or you know, for me every single game is important game, is the most important. It's like not in football. Always we talk about that and we laugh. The most important action in football is the next one.
Thank you. Last question in the broadcast section today is Simon from The Athletic.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, how?
Last time you were at Wembley, the game finished with Gary Neville calling your players bottle jobs. Do you get the feeling from your players that this is another high-profile game at Wembley, that they've got a point to prove, they're fired up to show it's different this time?
Look, again, like I was talking about I would call Palmer. I am not a person that have bad feelings, you know. When things happen, happen because it's a special circumstance. Now I am not thinking on that, you know. Hope that we can win and go through, you know, to the final. That is our objective. But we are not, I am not going there thinking in that. I think I have too many good memories from Wembley. We play too many games. Hope that one day can leave a trophy there. That is my dream. That is what we want, like a coaching staff. And of course, for the club, could be amazing. But of course, I don't have bad feelings, and we are thinking and focusing, try to win the game and go through to the final.
If you go to extra time, though, have you talked to the players about how to handle it better than last time against Liverpool?
Yeah, but to be honest, it's going to be a complete game. A complete different game. Again, a different club, you know, different structure, different situation and circumstance. Like a football player or coaching staff, the most important thing is always to adapt to the circumstance and always think can change. But the most important is to react in a good way when things happen. Like we were talking, in football, never you are going to find a similar action, because always it's going to be in a different position, the things. But I think it's to be, of course, with the experience that we already play, and that is going, should or could be, or must be an important thing for us, that now, like a team, to feel what means to play in Wembley. And for me, okay, it's a semi-final, but it's a final, because it's not, if you don't win, you are not going to have access to play another game on Wembley. Now it's about to, they assess day by day him, and now in the last few days has the possibility to be in some part of the training session involved. Now we need to see the reaction of his body and then how he's going to evolve and hope that we can recover him and be available as soon as possible, or before the finish the season. Thank you.
Thank you. Cameras off, please. That's the end of the broadcast section.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.